Omaha Performing Arts brings to the community some of the best and most diverse shows. Broadway, concerts, comedy, and the list goes on and on. The opening of the Steelhouse will expand and diversify the types of events in Omaha, and many are looking forward to it. But even more behind the curtains, OPA has significant educational and outreach programs. Aaron Gregory is a community and engagement specialist for OPA. He creates and improves relationships with other partners in the community.
Culture House, Boys Town, Omaha Girls Rock, various community groups. It is my job to go in and kind of just meet with them, communicate with them about the not only the programs we have, but also build programs with them as well. Just kind of keep OPA on their minds by going in and just meeting with them regularly.
Formerly, OPA had separate educational and outreach programs until about 2 years ago, when they merged with the intention of better serve their community. OPA is sort of a model out of other performing arts organizations around the United States.
You're either creating education programs for the community or within the community, you have to go in and bring these education programs. It's kind of the same cycle, so they work well together. Now, a lot of what I do is different from my education team members. A lot of them work closely on the education program, specifically Nebraska High School Theater Academy. And then you have Jazz Academy, Musical Explorers, and the Disney Musicals in schools. So those, they actually go into schools. They work with students, whereas with mine, I don't necessarily always work with youth. I work with adults. I work with people of all ages in specific marginalized groups. So the target is what kind of separates who we're working with, but we can also have overlap.
One of their social justice programs is Voices Amplified, created exclusively to strengthen the connection between OPA and marginalized groups.
For example, our first season, we amplified Black voices. So we had a whole program, obviously during the pandemic as well, we had a whole program of digital events that happened that are still on our website, on our YouTube channel. You can see all of the events where we each month we talked about a different medium of art and a different type of artist, whether national or local, that contributes. So this season, we are amplifying Latino voices. Mm-hmm. And within that, we have been able to highlight fashion. We've highlighted food. We've highlighted hip-hop. We created a conversation about hip-hop and its positive influence in our city and in the world.
With their desire to enrich relationships with different organizations and the community, OPA has the IDEA, or Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Accessibility Strategic Plan. To learn more about this plan, their educational and outreach programs, and all the events at OPA, you can visit o-pa.org, or you can follow them on social media. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.